But it's because of those things. It's because of that education that people don't create so much of a problem with their First Amendment right. That we know, that we teach our children, when you go to school, you're supposed to be nice to people. You don't tell them that they're never allowed to talk around you, that they can't socialize with their friends, that they can't go and confront their teachers about something because they might insult them or say something offensive. You educate them. So why are we not doing the same thing with our Second Amendment? And likewise, we tell our children when they go to school that if some, in the off chance that somebody does insult you, they do use that right to say something against you, to make you feel bad about yourself, you tell them how to avoid that, to be the bigger person, how to stand against this person without abusing either of your rights and still solving the problem. But our legislators seem to think that instead of letting us use the Second Amendment in the same way, where we can use our Second Amendment to protect ourselves when other people infringe upon that right or try to take it from us or take ourselves, our lives, our families' lives away from us, that we should just stand there. And if you stand there long enough, the person with the firearm will just lay it down and walk away. But I don't think that's right. We need to take a stand, and we need to let them know that this is our Second Amendment right, and they can't take it away. And if you do come upon the chance where you're trying to take our lives, we will use it against you. Our senators sometimes seem to realize that you can't just legislate or create a piece of legislation that bans a mental illness. You can't tell people they can't live in your society and eat and breathe next to you because they have aggressive tendencies or a mental illness or they're depressed. You can't get rid of those things from the society, but you can protect other people against the effects of that. So even if you were able to take away guns from all those people, all you're going to do is create the problems that you see in other nations who do have strict gun control, where they go around stabbing people with knives and screwdrivers. That doesn't fix the problem. Sure, taking away guns might reduce gun-related crimes, but if somebody hurts me or my family, I don't care what they hurt us with. I care that I lost somebody. I'm not looking for you just to get rid of gun-related crimes. I want all violent crimes to be done with. I want to know that I am safe no matter where I go or who I'm with, because there are people around me who are armed who can take care of themselves. And let me tell you right now, gun control did not save the lives of the people in Columbia Mall like an educated and responsible firearm owner would have. And until you can get your gun control laws and guarantee me safety no matter where I go with your little piece of paper, I don't want to hear about it because I'm not buying into it. My rights don't exist so that somebody in a suit in a building can vote on them and agree or disagree with whether or not they should be there. My Second Amendment right, our Second Amendment right, isn't for us to see. It's for the politicians to see and be forewarned of what'll happen if they try to take it away. Yeah. And those first 10 amendments at the end of the Constitution that they like to ignore is not a bill of privileges. It's a bill of rights. So I want to thank everybody for coming today, and I want to encourage you guys to go speak to your legislators, go talk to them, your friends, your family. Let people know that this is an issue, and it is not an issue that we're willing to stand for. Thank you.